I'm Kyle Kellams.
I'm Ithia Gnihotri Matulka.
And with us is Jody Beznoska, Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center. You have this brochure in your lap,
yes,
Jody.
It's my cheat sheet, because we have very quickly turned our attention to the 2012-2013 season. Yes.
I follow you on Twitter, and it seems like Artisphere ended, the staff went to see Rock of Ages at the theater, and you came back from the movie and
yes,
you said, okay,
yes,
new year.
That was our break. Yeah. No, it's rapidly becoming next year already for us. Our fiscal year works on the academic calendar. So mm-hmm. as of June 30th,
which is Saturday,
2011-12 is over, and onward we go to 2012-13.
And there are many highlights in 12-13.
Oh, yeah. It's I know I say this every year, and everybody's tired of it. But I actually think it's a very interesting and diverse lineup. But what is on sale right now, there's a couple different ways that you can get tickets. We, you know, the way you normally buy tickets is, you know, you say, oh, I want to go to this show, and you buy a ticket. That you can't do that just yet. Right now we're selling everything on subscription. So you can buy the Broadway series, which is 6 Broadway shows. You get the same seats every night, and you get up to 20% off depending on which night of the week you go. So it's a really great option for people who really want to save some cash. But what we just launched on Monday was the Create Your Own series, which is where mm-hmm. we basically give you this pretty brochure that I'm looking at here, or you can go to the website and you look at the whole lineup of shows for the 12-13 season and you build your own subscription.
So you could take a Broadway show, you mm-hmm. could take a musical number, you could take a jazz.
Yep. You could put it all together, and you know, it could all be in October if you wanted. It could be spread out over the year. It's really up to you, which is a new subscription model we introduced probably about 4 years ago.
It's a great idea.
Yeah,
it's
really fun. So we don't really kick the season off in earnest until September, but we do have one show in August that is the one show you can buy single tickets for right now, and that is Second City, the comedy troupe from Chicago.
That must do well for Walton Arts Center, because you have them back often. It's never the same show.
Right.
You had the anniversary mm-hmm. show a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
and this is all political themed.
Yeah, this is Second City for President.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. you know, election season, you got to figure Second City is going to have some fun with that. That's August 18th. And then if you're looking to buy Create Your Own right now, I can pull out some highlights for you. We have Stomp in September, which is you know, that's a very popular show too. We've had that here. I think this might be the third time it's here.
Okay.
But this is a new production, and it's still going to have the same general stompiness that the other shows have. But they are going to do some new work, and they're going to produce and tech it here. So it's going to be another mount, like we did
with
Blue Man
Group.
Yeah.
So this tour's debut.
Yes, will be here.
Exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Get enough trash cans for them?
Yeah. No kidding. We do, and if we don't, I'm sure we'll find some. That is September 7th through the 9th. I think there are three or four performances of that. Let's see if I can pull another one out. Don Williams in October, great country legend.
One of the best country voices of all time.
Yeah, he's a big deal. That's a pretty big mm-hmm. coup for us to get that one. The Tokyo String Quartet will be performing in October as well.
That's part of the 10x10.
That is part of the 10x10, and they are retiring. So this will be the last chance to see them perform.
Oh.
On this tour. Shrek the Musical, also in October. Our second political candidate on our run. We want to run Shrek for president. We think that would be pretty funny over the course of the time that he's here.
I don't think he was born in the United States. So.
Oh, I know. But he will be here through November 4th. So that's the Sunday right before election. So we're going to see if we can get him on the ballot, which would be pretty hysterical. And then in November, lots of interesting stuff going on in November. I think the one I want to pull out there is a show called Letters Home. It's on November 11th, Veterans Day. Mm-hmm. And it is a theatrical piece based on letters from soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be a nice Veterans Day program to do. Looking forward to that. In December, really busy and awesome holiday lineup, including Billy Elliot, the musical. It's not a holiday show, but it's a big Broadway show in December. The Nutcracker will be back in December, and we'll have the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. They'll do their Creole Christmas.
That will be fun.
Very excited about that. And I can't even really cast my brain ahead to 2013, but we do have Memphis coming in February. We have a funny show that is actually going pretty quickly on Create Your Own, so you might want to consider getting this early. And it's a show called Potted Potter. It's a couple of guys from Britain, and they call it the Unauthorized Harry Potter Experience, a parody by Dan and Jeff. But I have heard from various 13-year-olds who have reviewed it in New York that you don't need to know anything about books to enjoy it.
So. Okay.
And we'll have Anything Goes in April, and then, of course, we'll have War Horse in May. But there's all kinds of other stuff going on at the same
time. Well, there's another name that some public radio listeners will be quite interested to know.
Yes, Mr. Garrison Keillor.
Garrison Keillor will be here. It's not a Prairie Home Companion.
No, it is not.
It's just him.
It is just him. And I'm
so
actually,
it's a talk?
Yeah. I think the last time he was here, he sat on a stool with a glass of water and chatted and was funny for a while. And the audience loved it. And that, I just found it, that is in March of 2013.
Okay.
So we got some time on that one.
Okay.
But before we go into that, let's remember that we have the KOAF Summer Jazz show on Saturday.
Right.
And then we will have some AMP shows over the summer. We'll have Miranda Lambert and Pat Benatar over the summer as well. Best thing to do if you're interested in any of these is to go to the website, take a look. You can buy the Create Your Own subscription online. You do have to buy 4 shows. That's how you get it. That's how you make it.
Okay.
And how many tickets can you do this for? 4 tickets per show? Okay.
Yes. I mean, if it was just me wanting to buy 1 ticket for 4 shows, that would be a Create Your Own. Or if it was a family wanting to buy 2 for a Broadway, 4 for a kids, and 2 for a jazz, and 2 for something else, they could do that too.
4 show minimum. Is there a max?
No max. You know what?
And I could belly up to the box office and say 2 of everything?
Absolutely. And if you did, I don't know what, I'd give you something. But if somebody does that, I hope the box office will tell me because we'll need to buy them a bottle of wine or something.
Okay.
But anyway, here we go. On to the next season.
Very good.
Thank you, Jody.
Thanks, guys.
Happy new fiscal year.
Thank you.
Jody Wisnowska is the Vice President of Communication at Walter Knott Center.